אנחנו קוראים בספר כתבי בעל הסולם.
We are reading in the writings of Baal Sulam, page 695 in the Hebrew edition, reading letters, letter 10. You can find the study material on kabbalahgroup.info and on the Aravut system. You can also send your questions live through those websites. Anyone asking a question here in the study hall, he has to stand up, hold the mic close to his mouth, and speak loudly and clearly. Writings of Baal Sulam, letter number 10.
לכבוד בני הישיבה דיתור הבנים
disciples,
השם עליהם
may the Lord be upon them.
אצטער מאוד על איברים.
I terribly regret the dwindling organs that external circumstances overcame them from joining you.
ייתן השם שיחזקו.
May the Creator give them strength so they can join us, and the Creator will be with them.
ואני מבין שאינכם,
I understand that you are not engaged in unifications of mind and heart as I would like you to. Still, do what you can and the salvation of the Lord is as the blink of an eye. And the most important thing before you today is the unity of friends, exerting that more and more, for it can recompense for all the faults.
He
said, an exiled disciple, his Rav, his teacher, is exiled with him. This was perplexing to our sages, for how can there be slandering in the Torah and work of the disciple to the point of expelling him from the domain of the Creator, especially once he is clung to a true teacher? And they explain that when the disciple descends, it seems to him that the Rav has descended too. And because it is so, it really is so, meaning that he can enjoy his Rav only to the extent that he assumes in his heart. Therefore, all he has is a low and inferior Rav, as much as he values him. Thus his Rav is exiled with him. And the exile and enslavement in Egypt begin with the words, and a new king arose over Egypt, who did not know Joseph. That is, a new ruling appeared in the minds of each and everyone, a newly made ruling since they fell from their previous degree. We have said that an exiled disciple, his Rav, his teacher, is exiled with him. Thus clearly they did not know Joseph. In other words, they attained him only to the extent that they valued him in their hearts. Therefore, they depicted the image of Joseph as they themselves were. Because of it, they did not know Joseph, and the enslavement began. Otherwise, the righteous would certainly protect them, and exile or enslavement would not be depicted to them at all. And their enslavement in Chomer, in mortar, and Levanim, bricks, as well as white. It's explained, mortar, Chomer, is the iniquity of the Chamor, the donkey, by which one is sentenced for the thought. The bricks, also from the word white, are the repentance when they are granted upper mercies and temporarily obtain upper light from the faith of the Holy Fathers and are whitened from their iniquities. However, it was not permanent. And because of it, they were incarnating and coming into every work of the field, meaning continuation of hard work that concerns the rest of the commandments.
Kmo she'amru zal, beinonim, ze
v'ze. As our sages said, the intermediate both judge them. This is why that klipa, that shell, is called Pharaoh, with the letters Pe, He, Resh, Ayin, Pe, Ra, bad mouth. That is, the malchut in Mochin is called Pe, mouth, meaning it is a resolution and consent not to break his word. And all that comes out of his mouth will be done.
ובגלות מצרים,
and in the exile in Egypt, the ruling was that of the above mentioned bad mouth, and they returned to evil.
Thus,
although they were rewarded with some upper illumination from the first nine, it could not be absorbed in the guf, in the body, because of the bad mouth. The opposite of Pe of Kedusha, of holiness, that is, the back of the neck was blocking the abundance that comes down from the Rosh, head, and sucked out all the abundance that began to come down for Israel. This is why no slave could escape Egypt. Since Pharaoh put a great charm over the openings of Egypt, as our sages said. By this we understand the verse, and I know that the king of Egypt would not let you go except by a mighty hand.
Through
Moses, his servant, the Creator announced that no mighty hand or powers in the world would help with this evil shell as it surrenders only to the Creator.
Ela mipnei Hashem itbarach bichvodo uveatzmo.
This is the meaning of I and not a messenger. And the meaning of, and I will put forth my hand and strike Egypt, and I will grant this people favor in the eyes of the Egyptians. Now we shall interpret the annunciation of redemption and Moses' mission. It is written, and Moses answered and said, but they will not believe me, for they will say, the Lord did not appear to you. Interpretation, because the mouth of Kedusha was in exile, as in, for I am slow of speech and slow of tongue, Moses, the faithful shepherd, argued before the Creator, but they will not believe me. Even if I tie Israel to me and bring down some bestowal for them, the shell of Pharaoh sucks it out and robs it from them. And although they are attached to me, they will still not listen to me. That is, while the klipa of Pharaoh has dominion, and a mouth and speech in the exile, still if they believed in the faithful shepherd properly, the children of Israel would be able to listen to Moses, who is above the mouth and speech,
ואם היו מתחזקים בזה,
if they strengthened themselves in that, they would certainly be saved from the shell of Pharaoh.
ועל זה התלונן משה,
this is what Moses, the faithful shepherd, complained about to the Creator.
כי יאמרו,
they will say, the Lord did not appear to you, as explained above. A new king arose over Egypt, who did not know Joseph.
שבעת ירידתם לחומר,
were upon their descent into matter, into the substance, they will also deny the greatness of Moses, the faithful shepherd. So how is it possible for Moses to redeem them from that evil and strong shell? Therefore, the Creator gave Moses three signs to show the children of Israel and taught him to arrange these signs before them one at a time. The Creator also promised him that he would help him from above so he could show it to them. And after the children of Israel accept these signs from him, they will come to listen to Moses, and then he will be able to redeem them from that bitter exile. Now I will explain the three signs. The first sign is the turning of the staff into a serpent, and the serpent into a staff. Second sign is that by taking out his hand, not from his bosom, it was as leprous as snow. And when he took out his hand from his bosom, it returned to be as his flesh. The third sign is that by spilling the water of the Nile on the land, it turned into blood. Now I will interpret how he showed them to Israel. In the hand of the Redeemer was a staff, which is the faithful shepherd. He is holding the staff to steer the heart of Israel to their Father in heaven.
ואם השליחהו ארצה, פירוש שבני ישראל,
if he throws it to the ground, it means that the children of Israel are taking his staff to do with it as they wish. ארצה, to the ground, is like a רצון, desire. And it turned into a serpent, meaning that their sin seemed to them like animals.
טרם קרבו למתהו,
and before they approached his staff, their sin was considered still. After they brought themselves to his staff, it became an actual serpent until Moses fled from it. Meaning, according to what Israel valued themselves, as in, who did not know Joseph. Subsequently, when Moses came to save them from the serpent's bite, he stripped the serpent by its tail and not by its head, because when a false redeemer comes to save Israel, he grips the serpent by its head to break the serpent's head. As so is the way of all snake catchers.
כל תופסי הנחשים, אבל גואל אמיתי,
but a true redeemer grabs it specifically by its tail,
על פי הסוד,
according to the secret that serpent bends its head and strikes with its tail,
שהנחש הזה,
which I already interpreted for you,
ומכה בזנבו, שכבר פירשתי לכם, ויהי,
and it became a staff in his hand.
So
then, it really works in their hearts to turn them to the side of merit. And once the children of Israel receive that sign, the Creator gives him permission and authority to show them the second sign.
And
I have already interpreted for you the words of our sages, will sacrifice him to his will. How so? He is forced until he says, I want. This is so because when discussing the thought, the filth of the serpent will be corrected through the offering that atones for the thought.
Yet
making the offering should be with love and fear. And one who needs a sacrifice can toil over fear, but not over love. So the offering is disqualified for lack of love. Our sages say about that, that he, the Creator, is forced, as in, my sons defeated me. For the zivug of one who works out of fear is called forced. Until the Creator says and reveals to him his will and tells him, I want this work. Then it becomes apparent that there was no coercion to begin with, but an actual zivug with love and friendship. This is the meaning of she opens her mouth in wisdom and the teaching of mercy is on her tongue. In the opening of the mouth, upper chokmah appears because at that time, when the klipa of bad mouth parts from the kdusha, from holiness, the mouth of kdusha comes out. And this is the meaning of opening the mouth wide. And there are no more harm doers to break his word, since he who knows the mysteries testifies about him that he will not return to folly. Promptly he is rewarded with upper chokmah, because the disclosure of law and judgment always come together. This is the meaning of she opens her mouth in wisdom. And once he has reached the disclosure of Chokmah, with which he was rewarded only through his prior labor in his couplings, coercively, it turns out that were it not for the tongue of Nukva, in which there is the power of labor, he would not have been rewarded with anything. Thus it becomes apparent that to begin with, even the forced zivugim were actually couplings of love and empathy. This is the meaning of, and the teaching of mercy is on her tongue, specifically on her tongue, and not in another tongue. Let us return to our topic, that the first sign that by Moses gripping its tail, it turned into a staff in his hand, is the meaning of repentance from fear. As in, she opens her mouth in wisdom, that from the time it is established as a staff, and the shell is sent away and does not return, he begins the root of disclosure of Abra Chokmah. And the meaning of the second sign is a root for repentance from love. When he brought his hand into his bosom, with upper faith, the love chesed appears on her tongue and not on another's.
ולא זולתה. ודוק בדברים, כי
and scrutinize the words, because indeed he must take his hand out of his bosom. His bosom means I and you will not have. The taking out of the hand is the expansion of knowledge,
da'at.
If, when he takes out a hand for the expansion of flavors, also reasons of Torah and secrets of Torah, he remembers his root well, not to change its flavor or its reason, and knows the benefit of taking his hand out of his bosom. It follows that law and judgment are tied to one another as two friends that do not separate. At that time, the abundance flows in its ways properly. By that you'll understand the meaning of, and he put his hand into his bosom, which is the acceptance of the law, and took it out, that he came to extend the expansion of that without strengthening to be adhered to the root as well, which is the bosom.
ואז, והנה ידו מצורת כשלג.
Then, behold, his hand was as leprous as snow. It is translated in Yonatan ben Uziel, his hands were closed, meaning that the fountains of abundance had closed. And there was no coercion except to be strengthened once again. And he put his hand back into his bosom, accepting the law. And then, when he took it out of his bosom, it returned to be as his flesh.
That
is, the law accompanies and connects to the taking out of the hand, and law and judgment are connected. At that time, the flow of life and abundance returns to its base.
והיה אם לא יאמינו וכולי.
This is the meaning of, and if they come to pass, if it comes to pass and they do not believe to the voice of the first sign, he will take out his hand and not from his bosom, and they will believe the voice of the latter sign, since he will show that by taking his hand out of his bosom, it regained its health.
ואות השלישי,
the third sign is a profound matter. The Nile is the god of Egypt, and Pharaoh is the god of the Nile. As he said, my Nile is to me, and I have made me. We've already said that Pharaoh robbed to himself all the abundance that came down from the Rosh for Israel. However, he gave to Israel the extract of the abundance that he robbed. And the extract given by Pharaoh is called Nile. This is what waters all who dwell in Egypt. It is called bread of idleness. It does not require labor. This is why there was fear that the children of Israel would be blemished after their redemption from Egypt with the bread of the mighty. It happened in the desert when they said, remember the fish that we ate in Egypt for free. And this is the correction. And the water became blood upon the dry land. For everyone will see that they were disqualified from the drink of Israel. Afterward, the blood of Passover and the circumcision blood came to them from that. This is also the meaning of, she looks well to the ways of her household. It means that the water of the Nile became blood on the land, and then he does not eat the bread of idleness. This is a very deep subject to be elaborated on elsewhere.
What was the impression?
Murkav, ken?
Complex, yes.
Afilo misubach.
Even complicated.
Ken.
Yes.
Gilad, ma.
נראה שהוא מציג פה בעיה ואת הפתרון שלה, כאילו.
It seems as if he's presenting a problem and its solution. He said, Moses said that during the descent, they won't believe him.
תלמיד גולה גם הרב יורד.
So this is when his disciple is exiled, the Rav descends with him.
Yes.
And as it was clear, he received three signs to... for them to believe him. If they believe him, everything will work itself out. So how can it be that anyone during a descent, anyone can see or anything that is being explained to them?
That's a wonder. It's correct. During the descent, he cannot hear. But specifically here is what was he missing? What was he lacking? If he would be talked to, he would accept, receive, respond.
It's missing the belief in his Rav.
Well, yes.
To attain it is impossible, and the person is down below.
אפילו שמביאים לו את האותות, שוב, לא ברור מה זה האותות, אבל נאמר, מביאים לו איזה שלושה.
They bring the signs, it's not clear what are the signs, but let's say they bring the signs.
Yes.
It looks like an animal.
זה יכול לעזור לו, להוציא אותו ולגרום לו לאמונה.
How can it help him, take him out and make him believe in his Rav again?
Yes, the questions are somewhat understood, or partially at least.
Tbilisi.
Дорогой любимый Рав, добрый день, мировой кли. Дорогой Рав, вы знаете,
beloved Rav, Morkli.
О мирных наших делах.
In the group, we don't speak of matters of this world. And in the preparation, we spoke and I saw that the obstacles that I think I'm going through and appear very great, my friends are going through obstacles that are 100 times greater, and it raised the friends to the level of the Creator. I have such great friends, and that's actually within reason. Not speaking of faith above reason, it's actually reason. Should it be this way here as well?
Yes, and that's not the end of it. Yes.
И какую работу еще продолжить, чтобы еще возвысить
товарищей? Возвысить товарищей – это просто.
What kind of work should I do to raise them even more?
Относиться к ним как.
To uplift the friends means to relate to them as to the upper, as upper ones.
That's it. Огромное спасибо.
Можно спросить, Лев?
Again,
thank you.
А есть такое ощущение, что это письмо как-то да,
such a feeling
усложнено, что человек как бы это не понял. Ему потребовалось
is difficult, so a person would not understand it within reason.
Нет.
And we need help from above.
Что,
no, I don't think that we can't scrutinize what's written here. All that we need to know is to, we can tell about this, we can read it again, but in essence, according to the text of this letter, it's clear what needs to be done, how the Creator bestows upon us and how we need to respond to it.
Еще?
More?
Can.
Yes?
תודה רבה רב, חג שמח לכולם.
Thank you, Rav. And happy holiday. What does it mean that the disciple who is exiled, his Rav is exiled with him.
He's exiled with him, yes. That in the eyes of the student, if he descends, then he also feels that his teacher, his Rav, also descends.
Why am I asking? Because I feel every day anew the connection between us, connection with you. More than once I'm saying they speak of the Moses quality here. And I feel you, Rav, as the quality of Moses, how you're pulling us higher. Oh, you are pushing us. But it also depends on the connection between us, the effort between us, so you'll be able to raise us. This is a correct thought.
Yes.
That's correct. I cannot push you inwards more than you are willing or ready.
Thank you.
Yes,
Bush.
Seemingly, according to the story, the simple story is clear, and I'm sure someone would come in and make these miracles, perform these miracles, everyone would follow him. I'm asking within a person, what are those signs, those miracles within a person?
Well,
what is his staff? What are all those three?
It's not so important for us to enter into all that optimism inside there. But, yeah. What's important is for us to connect between us and arrange ourselves closer to the Creator. And by that, we expect the Creator to raise us to a degree in which this degree would explain to us where we are and what we need to do.
These signs are not for a person in the preparation stage. Later, he can understand those things.
Yeah. Yes.
Rav,
I wanted to ask relative to Moses, when he writes that they would not believe me. He writes, believe me, that even if I bestow to them the klipa, the shell of Pharaoh will suck from it completely. So how can the people free himself from Pharaoh and follow Moses?
Don't ask me. I have not been through that. I really hope that we will go through this thing together, that we will soon discover. Can we, any given moment, that the upper force will be revealed, and then all of us, as one nation, will be able to follow him, and thus take ourselves out of the Egypt.
So ask differently. Moses says, they will not believe me. What does he say that relative to what is he saying that?
In relation to the people of Israel that would not believe Moses, that he is close to the Creator, let's put it this way.
Shell of Pharaoh. What exactly did this shell take from the people of Israel?
I think
that especially Pharaoh wants to disconnect them from Moses.
So how the relief, the freedom from Pharaoh. He writes when he says that a new king rose. Until then, they're not in exile.
They don't feel it.
So from the moment that there is a recognition that we are in exile, what does it now mean that we can be freed from Pharaoh?
That there's no alien force that controls us any longer.
What does, in what way does Pharaoh want to disturb them?
The connection of the people of Israel and
that's his work entirely. How do you let go of such a disturbance?
We get freed by going above reason and not demanding anything besides being under the Creator.
So the people's ability to start listening to Moses, in spite of the existence of Pharaoh, on what does that depend? Their ability to listen to him and follow him.
That the time has come, they've been through all the previous degrees, and advanced to a state of decision.
Moshe כנגד הפרעה, זה כאילו
the decision between Moses and Pharaoh.
Yes, let's say that Moses against Pharaoh. We'll put it that way.
כן. אנחנו יודעים שהעבודה שלנו היא
we know that our work is above reason. It's work above reason. And here we see that Moses is giving them proof within reason in order to work. The first time I hear that we need proof in order to believe in Moses, believe in the Creator, because our work, you see also the entrance to the spiritual work is in the world is in work above reason.
And what does he offer them?
Moses is bringing them proof, three signs that he's showing them, the Creator is great, I don't know what. But he's proving them there's a Creator. It's the opposite of what we are learning.
Okay, these are seemingly correct arguments. What would you say to him, Michael?
From what I remember, also Pharaoh's magicians knew how to cast all these spells.
Yes, yeah, great.
So who should we listen to?
No, that's the question.
No, it's not convincing within reason that he made these spells and signs and that let them come out. It's not the state here.
No.
Yes. Well,
it looks like this entire article is a war of intention. We want to scrutinize the intention before the act, after the act, what is the head, what is the tail. We constantly fall. But at some point he writes, we need to choose the correct intention, correct, choose Moses out of love. Because in the beginning we choose him out of fear. Fear. But at some point he says we have to choose the correct intention out of love. But together with that, all the signs are scary, you know, leprosy, blood, serpent. How do we go from the state where we choose the intention to bestow? Because this war is constant. You do something, the ego feels good with itself, you have to push it aside and say, I want a different intention, I want Moses. But it's also out of fear not to take it into the ego. So how do we transition into love?
Under what conditions can we decide that we're going in love?
No. Yes.
Well, what needs to be?
Connection?
Well, so what's the problem?
None, thank you.
Tov, Ot.
Okay, more.
Здравствуйте, дорогой Рав, товарищи, подруги. Я очень рада быть здесь, мое сердце стремилось,
и я рада, что получилось приехать. My heart is...
У меня вопрос, седьмой абзац.
I have truly a year to be here, and I'm happy to be here. the seventh paragraph, it says that even though the show of Pharaoh is ruling over them, the mouth of Kusha is in exile. But Moses, the faithful shepherd, they could hear the voice of Moses.
So
what is the mouth? What is voice? What does it mean that they are in exile?
In exile,
it's considered that they're under the control of Pharaoh, the egoism. That egoism controls them.
Такая трансформация, что они могут выйти из-под власти эгоизма и быть свободными.
Now, they're going through such a transformation that they can come out of the control of the ego and be free. Free from the control of ego. That's what it's talking about.
Это что?
The mouth and voice. What is it? What is it talking about? What is the definition?
Ими больше не командует паро, эгоизм.
Is that Pharaoh doesn't control them anymore, that the egoism doesn't control them anymore. The egoism which controls everything.
Thank you, Rob.
Can go ahead.
Yes, ma'am.
Здравствуйте, дорогой Раф, мировой Кли. Вопрос подруги.
Hello, dear Rav, World Kli.
Что такое кровь Песаха и кровь обрезания?
What is the blood of Passover and the blood of circumcision? What's the difference between them?
Ну, это мы не сейчас должны изучать в процессе этого
того. We don't need to learn that right now in the process of the letter that we just read.
Дам Песах и дам Леда — это такие.
The blood of Passover and the blood of circumcision are
окончательные проявления
expressions, final. Essential aspects of the ego, and if a person can overcome them, they assist him in emerging fully from the control of the ego.
Thank you.
Ken.
Спасибо, Раф. А что поможет нам прийти к единению в разуме и сердце?
Thank you. What will help us? Come to connection in the mind and the heart, so the Creator will raise us to the next degree.
Practically, what can help us is only to connect. The connection of all of us together into one common desire. Only that will help us emerge from the control of our egoism, our Pharaoh, and come closer to the Creator.
Понятно. Больше нет вопросов.
Clear? No more questions?
Ken.
Yes.
Учитель, здесь есть такой отрывок в середине. Но в любом случае не знали они Йосефа.
There is this excerpt here where he writes that
чем оценивали его в сердце своем.
Joseph, meaning
they
couldn't attain him more than how much they could value him in their hearts, and that's why they depicted Joseph in their own image, so they did not know Joseph except through exile. And in this way, the righteous was not, you know, would be able to protect them, and they wouldn't come to slavery. What does it mean?
The main thing is that they came to such a level that the ego controlled them. And they couldn't rise above it. And come closer to Joseph. Joseph is the high quality of bestowal that connected between them. Because they didn't attain such a degree of connection. So they continued to be in exile.
Представляли образ Юсефа, подобный им самим. Да где же выход?
Here it says that they depicted the image of Joseph as they themselves. So where's the way out here?
Wait, in the future there'll be more things.
Знакомство с Йосефом не дало им никакого как бы преимущества. Не смогли, пользуясь.
It just gave them no advantage. They couldn't, they didn't manage leaving Egypt using his force.
Нету больше вопросов.
No more questions.
No.
Yes, ladies.
כתוב, אבל גם הקרבת הקורבן צריכה להיות באהבה ואהירה.
It says, but the sacrifice of the offering has to be in love and fear. What does it mean? It sounds like a contradiction.
The offering is where a person brings himself closer, his desires closer, in order to come closer to the Creator.
No.
אז מה זה אומר שזה צריך להיות באהבה?
What does it mean that it has to be with love and fear?
Well, that's the love and the fear that needs to be in a person for him to be able to perform this action of nearing the Creator.
Ken. No, אני אומר לה, אני לא יודע.
Yes, well, I'm saying yes. I don't know. Yes.
This
lack of faith in Moses, lack of faith in our ability to reach the goal.
Yes, that's how it is everywhere, because we're rising on the degrees, so each time we have degree after degree as a disturbance, which we need to rise upon. And the ascent in every degree is only to the increasing connection.
Ken.
Yes.
Сказано в статье.
It says in the article.
Исправиться жертвой.
Judge the thought. So the correction is the sacrifice. Discussing the thought.
No.
The correction is the sacrificial offering. What does
that mean? Происходит всесожжением.
The correction of the thought is through an offering.
The sacrificial offering is the complete neutralizing of everything that disturbed us from making a step towards the Creator.
How can we avoid such thoughts?
We cannot. We cannot. Whatever a person goes through is what he needs to go through.
No.
There's no possibility of doing anything here.
Здравствуйте. Расскажите, пожалуйста, в десятке, вот прийти к этому единению в разуме и сердце.
To reach this unity in the mind and in the heart.
Раскрыв эти три знамения.
With the help of the force of Moses, is it possible only after discovering the three signs in the mind and the heart?
Они все находятся в вере выше знания.
Надо раскрывать.
They're all in faith above reason.
So we don't have to reveal them?
Yes.
Да. Я выбираю тех, кто приехал. Женщины.
I'm choosing those who have arrived. Mostly are women who have arrived, and
just
so you know, the veteran men that are studying here all the time can rest.
Yes.
The suffering is given to us to deepen the deficiency, meaning if we hold on to the Creator, Lishma, we don't feel the suffering. So that's the coupling.
Из любви.
So I have an
точнее так, есть возможность вот во втором случае возвращения из любви делать не из страданий, а из
repentance out of love, second sign, to do it not out of suffering, but out of the depth of the deficiency.
Ну что значит из
yes,
любви?
From
это,
love.
What do you mean out of love?
Непонятно, что такое любовь.
Я вас понимаю.
It's not clear. Love is not clear what is love.
I understand you. I understand you.
Пока не придет такие чувства.
Continue until such sensations will not arrive to you anymore.
Могу посоветовать только одно. Через любовь к товарищам, к подругам.
I can recommend only one thing.
Причем сильно открыть.
The way of love towards the friends. But with all the might, open the heart. Powerfully.
Почувствуйте, что это и есть путь.
And then you will feel that this is the way. This is the path.
More?
That's it? Are we done with the... We're not done with the women yet.
За тобой там, ахарех.
Behind you there. No?
Тов. No.
Рав, מה זה אומר כופין אותו? איך אנחנו כופים?
What does it mean coerce him? Force him? How do we force the Creator?
אנחנו עוד לא לומדים.
כתוב פה ב...
We don't learn that yet.
כן, כן. כופים אותו, שהוא אומר רוצה אני.
כן, פעם חשבתי ש...
Yes, yes, he's coerced until he says, I want.
I used to think that you're talking about my ego. I have to force my ego until he will say, I want it. But here it says, they force him, the Creator, in the form of my sons have defeated me, since servant out of fear is a coupling out of coercion.
A person coerces his ego. It means that he's somehow bending the Creator to defeat his ego.
I didn't get it.
Shat rotza levatel et ego shelach.
Where you want to annul your ego, cancel it, and it's clear to you that it comes to you from the Creator.
Az ma kore kan?
So what happens here?
רוצה שהבורא ישלוט עליי במקום האגו שלי?
I want the Creator to rule over me in place of my ego?
Yes.
זה נקרא לכפות את הבורא עליי?
כן.
That's the meaning of forcing the Creator on me, coercing him on me?
כן.
Yes. Yes.
כתוב ש... אפילו זווגים דכפייה היו ממש זווגים...
It says that even the coercion, the coerced couplings were couplings out of love. Is coercion of coupling meaning blows?
The
couplings of coercion are, well, blows. I don't know what we're thinking about blows, that they're really someone comes and beats us.
No, the blows of Egypt, the inner blows a person goes through.
Yes.
So when a person is receiving a blow, should a person try to remember that later he will see that it came out of love and to find that love? Or only later it will be given to us to see it?
Why does this concern you so much?
Because when you receive a blow, it's apparently it's not pleasant.
I don't know if it's unpleasant. We need to come to a state in which these blows, we respect. Because it's the Creator that's bringing them to us, not necessarily to us, but upon our ego, where in this way we rise above the ego. So we seemingly enjoy these blows.
So the moment we go through the blow and it hurts, we don't see anything, it's dark. We need to try, nevertheless, to find a sliver of light to give us the power to go through it?
More than that, yes.
What do you mean more than that?
More than that, it's not some like light in the end of the tunnel, etc., but prepare ourselves for a state whereas the receiving of the blow will bring us a great light. Okay, what do we need to do next? Here.
Woman Moscow 18.
Мой дорогой Рав, а кому Моше показывает эти знамения?
Who is Moses showing these signs to?
To the people.
Народу, который понял, что у него какая-то миссия есть.
The people who understand that they have some destiny or not.
Woman,
to the entire nation, to the whole, all the people.
Здравствуйте, Рав. Спасибо большое за возможность. Я тут уже две
страницы
писала, никак не могу сформулировать вопрос. Рав, у нас
есть.
Можно дальше спросить?
We do not have free choice yet.
Can I ask more? For it to be easier for us to walk on both legs, to come out of the ego every day, simply ask for faith above reason together?
Yes.
He also said to open the heart and forcefully. What does it mean forcefully? Strongly. What does it mean? What should we do now?
We always need to open the heart to the friends.
Woman Turkey Esser.
Selam sevgili Rav. Hiç ayrılmak istemesek de maddi dünyanın gereklilikleri bizi çalışmadan ayırabiliyor zaman zaman. Öyle anlarda maddi dünyaya ait hissetmiyorum ancak maneviyattaki işaretin resmini de çok canlı tutamıyorum. Siliniyor bazı şeyler sanki. Arada boşlukta asılı kalıyorum sanki. Böyle anlarda ne yapmalıyız?
Connect with the friends, and that's where you will find the solution.
Дорогой Раф, если в десятке произошло разбиение и два человека
стали замкнутыми, как бы в прямом смысле, there was a shattering, and some of the friends were taken out of the ten. Does it mean that Pharaoh is trying to separate us from Moses?
That's a little in the future, the whole staff and thing. It's too early to talk about that.
Каждым товарищем.
You need to relate to every friend as the essence of reality. And to hold them there.
How to enter that the ten again?
Consult the friends. Why are you asking me?
Здравствуйте, мировой Экли. Здравствуйте, дорогой учитель. Дорогой учитель, тут написано.
И хлеба ленности. Dear Rav, it says here, you will not eat the bread of laziness.
Которые дает Моше учитель в объединенную группу.
Oh, idleness. I'm sorry. Does it mean that the reason that Moses is giving the connected group is like the Creator's bread?
Yes.
Woman Ita.
Buongiorno caro Rav, Clima Mondiale. Rav, ho capito che hai detto la ricezione del colpo ci porta grande luce. Che significa questo? Puoi spiegarci di più?
You said that the reception of the blow can give us a great light. Can you explain it?
The receiving of a blow brings us a great light. If we can accept it, receive it and open it correctly. That's the question.
Ken. Woman Mac 23.
Добрый день, Women, Mac 23. Вот вопрос по тексту. В тексте написано второе.
Hello, Rav. Well, please, question about the text. It says.
Значит, меня не слышно. Прочитаем вопрос.
No,
слышно
no.
Меня? А, меня слышно. Это тайна и корень возврата из любви.
Yeah.
Что такое корень возврата из любви?
It says.
То есть.
Second sign is repentance out of love. What is it?
Не из чего-то, что нам не хватает.
Meaning when we turn to the Creator not from something that we're missing, but from a desire to express our love towards Him.
And we can realize it in the ten, in our prayer in the ten?
Yes.
No.
Another question?
Что значит держит за хвост?
What does it mean to hold the tail of the snake, of the serpent?
The tail?
Yeah. That is holding the serpent in his tail.
Oh, yes. It's like they say to either grab it by its head or by its tail. That's the difference between the correct attitude or incorrect attitude to what the Creator does with us.
Selam sevgili Rav, selam sevgili dostlar. Yanlış anlamadıysam burada yazan üç kanıt bizim çalışmayı yaradan için değil.
If I understood correctly, these three pieces of evidence, of these three signs are proof that we work for our egos, not for the Creator. After seeing this proof, these signs, it is a natural result that we come to demand with the fear of not being able to reach the Creator. So how exactly will love begin in this process?
We go, and along the way we see how our attitude becomes from demand to love.
Zeo. Kiev.
Да, дорогой Раф, вот тут объясняется, что фараон — это от слова «злые уста». Плюс-минус понятно, что...
It says that Pharaoh means «пера», the bad mouth. It's clear, more or less. What is a good mouth, Moses?
A good mouth is when he blesses the nation.
Обращаться добрыми устами к народу, то есть в этом.
Is it necessary to turn with a good mouth to the people? Is there any meaning to it that we have to turn to them always?
If you want people to follow you, you need to do that.
Woman Mac.
Здравствуйте, да, здравствуйте, дорогой, любимый Рав. Дорогой учитель, вот что Hello, значит Rav. Воевать за объединение в разуме и чувствах?
What does it mean to fight for the connection in the heart and the mind?
Это значит в любых обстоятельствах думать только о объединении.
It means that
потому что, исходя из него, мы уже
circumstances, think only about connection, because only out of connection we can bestow to the Creator our state and to move towards the exalted goal.
Фараон может одеваться в красивые одежды, и мы можем думать, что это Творец, а в итоге вся
работа была... clothe itself in beautiful garments, and we can mistake him for the Creator, and eventually discover our work was for the sake of Pharaoh. How to check our intention?
Благодарю.
Only the friends, that way you won't err.
Woman Ukraine 2.
Подруга спрашивает, любовь это результат работы или начало?
Love is a result of the work or is it the beginning of the work?
Можно мой вопрос?
A result.
Вы на одной из трапез перед Песохом говорили, чтобы правильно пройти Песох, нам нужно...
Meals before Passover. You said that in order to go through the Passover correctly, we need to ignite the warmth in our hearts. How to do it?
To warm up the friends. I don't know how.
все, что
work
можно.
Together, think together, everything that's possible.
Беседа. Okay. Михаил, мы находимся мало.
What are we doing next, Michael?
We have an article